You're listening to the Holistic Spaces podcast brought to you by Mindful Design Feng Shui School, episode 284, Feng Shui Qi forecast for July 2024. Welcome to episode 284 of the Holistic Spaces podcast, where we hope to inspire, educate, and empower you to create your own holistic spaces that nurture and resonate with you. Angie Cho and Laura Morris are the founders of the Mindful Design Feng Shui School and authors of Mindful Living, a guide to the everyday magic of feng shui. We teach feng shui online at mindfuldesignschool.com. Sign up for our mailing list for special free content, workshops, and events only available to our newsletter subscribers. And, you know, a new event that's coming up is we're going to have a book launch event, a virtual book launch, and an in-person book launch in New York City. So hopefully, if you're on our mailing list, you'll be able to come to that and find more information about that. And we'll also give you information on the podcast too, probably starting the next episode. So we're moving into July now, and so we have our July monthly Qi forecast. So this month, we're going to do something a little bit different, and it's actually based on our book. So in our book, Mindful Living, Laura created a wonderful everyday magic ritual called your Bagua Mandala Spread. And she gives a spread that looks at all the Bagua areas and some directions with that. So we're going to go through that today and learn about that. And if you want to learn more, you can always get the book, but I think this will be really fun.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. But before we get there, as usual, let's go through the Qi of the month of July. We are going to talk about the solar terms, the two solar terms this month, the moon cycle, and Angie will touch on the zodiac animals and what they need to be aware of. So July is, for us in the Northern Hemisphere, is really when it's peaking, big yang energy. It's getting quite warm. The first solar term is July 6th, and that is called minor heat or slight heat. And it is when that peak fire qi is really starting to come in. And when you think about fire qi, it really is the time when we're out, right? In the summer, we're out and about. You're enjoying that sunshine, that warm weather. But it also brings in this really hot thunderstorms, you know, big extremes, right? So big rain sometimes and then big heat. And I love this time of year. It's celebratory too. This solar term seems to really fall in North America on two key celebrations in the United States. It's July 4th in Canada. It's Canada Day on July 1st. So it is a real time of celebration for a lot of people, and with fireworks, which is very fiery. But I always think, and I know I say this all the time, but it's really my key to go outside for a walk in my backyard and take note of the fireflies that are out. So for me, they're little yin fireflies, you know, a little like adorable little yin fire dots all over. And it really, to me, it really encompasses the energy of this solar term. And then the next term, which begins on July 22nd for 2 weeks, is called great heat, right? You know it. This is the heat of summer. This is late July, moving into just the beginning of August. That great heat is the height of summer. And it's the halfway point of the solar terms. So it's the 12th of the 24 solar terms in the traditional Chinese calendar, solar term calendar. And it is the peak of that hot, hot weather. And as I mentioned, spectacular thunderstorms and, you know, trying to find relief from the heat, right? Finding sources of water, trying to cool yourself and to balance out all that fire qi. And then on July 21st, we have the full moon of this month, which is called Buck Moon. It's also known as Thunder Moon historically. And Thunder Moon, obviously, it makes sense. Big thunderstorms, the high heat and humidity, you know, creates these spectacular thunderstorms, this big crack and beautiful light shows. Buck refers to a buck's antler, so a male deer's antler. This is the time when they shed them. And every year they grow back larger. So that gives you a sense of the solar terms and the full moon. And then Angie will talk a little bit about the Chinese zodiac.
So in the Chinese zodiac, July is the month of the ram. And the ram is also known as sheep or goat. So that means that for July, those that will have a lot of support and the chi is going to be on their side will be those who are born in the year of the horse or the rabbit or the pig. So horse is the ram's best, most compatible sign. And then rabbit and pig are the two animals that are in harmony with the ram. And then if you are born in the year of the rat or the year of the ox, it's the month to take care of yourself and be careful and cautious because you have a clash with the ram. So again, if you're born in the year of the horse, the rabbit or the pig, it's a great time to use the support of the ram chi. And then for those born in the year, the rat and the ox, it's a great time to just take care of yourself and to be extra cautious.
Yes, I'm a rat. Rats are very watery. So yeah, you have to watch yourself in July. So like, I don't do anything in July. I just chill out. So overall, the chi of July is... again, that big yang fire chi, the sun peaking, all of this extreme heat, thunderstorms, fireflies, whatever you experience. You know, we're always, you know, curious about where our listeners are and what they experience, where they are and what makes them think about when they think about July, what really is quintessentially that weather for them and that climate and that energy for them. And because of this big fire chi, you know, don't burn yourself out, right? Again, try to find some cool somewhere. And inspired by this big, fiery, sort of visible sun being visible and shining a light on it is where this tarot reading combined with a everyday magic ritual that's from our book, we thought that you're all going to use the energy of the sun, which is represented as a feng shui crystal ball in a particular way. And we'll explain that after the reading. So it ties in together, right? You're all going to use your bright suns to shine light on something this month. And you're going to decide what that area of your life is going to be. So for the tarot reading that I am going to do for you today, again, as Angie mentioned, we're going to change it up a bit. I'm going to take the spread that is in our book, Mindful Living, and I'm going to lay the spread, and it's a Bhagwan mandala spread. So I lay the cards, and I'm using tarot. And you can use this, by the way, at home. You can use oracle deck or tarot cards. It's up to you. And I'm going to lay it down in the pattern. And then I'm going to go through and I'm going to read. I'm going to talk about the area of the Bhagwan. And then I'm going to talk about the card that I pulled for that. And I'm going to give a very quick kind of thing to think about. I'm not going to go too deep into each because obviously there's a lot of them. And I really want this to sort of be a gut sort of thought for people. So as you're listening to me go through each of these areas, Angie and I want you to pick one area, that one, not just area, but one reading that really resonated with you. And then obviously there's going to be a corresponding area to that. So the area and the card that I pulled. So just listen, sit back, you know, listen away, and then you'll know when you know. And then just keep note of which one really, really resonated for you or you really stood out to you. Okay, so I'm going to lay the cards. I've shuffled them with this in mind. Okay, so when I lay the cards... because it's a podcast, you can't see what I'm doing here. I lay 9 cards and I lay them in the pattern of the Bhagwan. So it's a 3x3 grid, right? And that's how the cards are laid. And each of these cards, imagine they're lying and they're sitting on top of one of the Bhagwan areas. So I'm going to read the first area that I'm going to start with is called growth. And so growth is about new beginnings, starting over, family. And I'm going to flip the card. And the card I got for growth is Temperance, which is a major arcana. And the key, the message and the insight from this card is to find equilibrium, to find balance. And so in growth, because it's an area where you really want to push and do things, don't push so hard. Find balance. Next is abundance. Abundance is wealth, money, prosperity. And the card that I pulled is the Five of Cups. And the Five of Cups tells you to don't just focus on the problems. Know that if you just turn around, you'll see that you have many opportunities and blessings. So to really take note and take stock of all of the good things you have. Okay, next is inspiration. And inspiration is, the area is about success, about reputation, about being visible. And the card that I pulled for that is the Seven of Swords. And so this card may be a bit of a cautionary message, insight for you. And I always like to see this card as, do not let anyone take your power away from you. So take heed. If you're putting yourself out there in the spotlight, don't let anyone speak for you. Don't let anyone take your words from you. Okay. Next is nurture. And this nurture area is romantic and intimate relationships, but it's also self-care and acceptance. And the card I pulled for this area is the Eight of Pentacles or the Eight of Coins. And this card is about working a lot. It's about, you know, work, maybe your work life or the skills that you have. And in this position, maybe it's saying, are you taking care of yourself when you're in your work life? Or maybe you or your partner, are they supporting you in your work life? Because this is really a card about you're on your way. You're like, you're succeeding in work and you just maybe need that additional support. So do you need to support yourself, or maybe you need support from your partner? Next area is reflection. The reflection area is communication, productivity, children. This can be offspring of any kind. And the card that was pulled is the Six of Cups. And actually it has children on it. It's one of the cards with children on it. It's a very happy card. And it can refer to looking back or memories. So this art, maybe you need to be kind and more joyful about when you reflect on what's been going on, what's been happening, and be kind. There's a real kindness about this card. So, you know, when you think back on something and reflect on it, be generous and compassionate to yourself. Next area is alignment. And alignment is helpful people, support systems, manifestation. And the card that I pulled for this is the Wheel of Fortune, which is a major arcana card. And so for this area, there might be a potential for a big change. Okay. It can be a 180 kind of change or something in this area, because this is helpful people. And maybe there's some opportunity or synchronicity that's really going to spin. Something big could turn things on its head. Then next is wisdom. And wisdom is your path in life, your career, finding purpose. And the card I pulled is the Eight of Wands. And the Eight of Wands is one of the only cards that doesn't have a person on it or any kind of people. And it has to do with a lot of fast moving creative energy. So it's quick. It can lead to some abundance, but there's a real force of nature and a force of creativity coming through. Next is insight. And insight is self-development, spirituality, skillfulness. And the card that I pulled for this is the Knight of Swords. And so this is a very, it's Air of Air in tarot, which is almost like a very metal type reading. And it's fast. And it's kind of charging off quickly to do something important. And there's a lot of youth around it. So for insight, I would say swift action might be what you want to do, but ask yourself maybe what you're rushing toward, because this is about really being mindful and really looking at yourself. A lot of self-awareness in this area. So why are you rushing? Then the last area is in the center, and it is harmony. And harmony has to do with overall well-being, balance, and health. And this card is the Four of Cups, which is asking you, there might be an opportunity that's presenting itself, but you're a little bit focused on where you are right now. So ask yourself, do you feel like you are in a rut, maybe? Do you feel like you're stuck some way? And if so, lift your head up, look around, because there is an opportunity that's presenting itself. So those are all of the nine areas. And hopefully you were clear on which area kind of resonated with you. Angie?
Yeah. And I thought maybe we should just clarify for the listeners. If you've been listening to us for a while, you are familiar with the Bagua map, and Laura and I have been reworking what we call the Bagua. So actually in Mindful Living, we decided to call it a mandala because we felt that's much more descriptive. So that's why this is a mandala card spread. And then also we came up with some more user-friendly terms for each Bagua area. So we could just review really quick. I know Laura described them all, but just, you know, wisdom is the black area. That's called Con, and Laura talked about that's the career area, just in case you're confused. And then nurture is the relationship area, which is pink, and growth is new beginnings and family, which is green. Abundance, everyone knows abundance, it's a purple area, which is also called wealth. And then harmony is a center, which is a Tai Chi, which is often yellow. And alignment is a gray area that's sometimes called benefactors and helpful people. Reflection is the white area that's called completion or children often. And then insight is so often called knowledge or self-cultivation. And it's dark blue. And then inspiration is fame, right? We call it fame. And that's the red area. So whichever area that you felt really the reading resonated with you, we would invite you to find the area of the Bagua in your home or in your bedroom. And if you don't know how to lay the Bagua in your home, we really go into depth with that in our book. But we also have that free Bagua e-kit download that's available on our website. And if you go to the show notes, there'll be a link to download that. And so we invite you to first, listen to, again, if you need to rewind and listen to Laura's reading for each area and which area like really or which reading really like resonated with you, then you would determine which Bagua area that relates to, which Laura mentioned, one of those nine words. And then you can place a feng shui crystal ball or a quartz crystal in that area for the month of July to really embody and work with that area.
Yes.
Do you know what area you're going to work with?
I think for me, the one that resonated the most was when I was reading through was abundance, which is wealth, the wealth area. and a purple area. And that was the Five of Cups, because I find that this card is very much about kind of focusing on the bummer parts and really not focusing and turning around and seeing all the bright spots that you have in your life. So that really resonated with me.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, cool.
What about you?
Can you read again what you got for completion or for reflection?
Reflection. Yeah. Mm. So that was the Six of Cups. If you're looking back on something, because it's about kind of, well, first of all, it's reflection. So it's sort of looking back and seeing how you finished something or completed something. Mm-hmm. This has a lot to do with memories and also with joyous compassion. So just be kind to yourself.
Yeah, that's the one I'll do. So I'll figure out. So everyone, again, you'll figure out which reading resonates with you. Find the Bagua area, the Bagua Mandala area that connects with it. And if you have trouble, you can download any free things that we offer that we'll have in the show notes. You know, we wish we could be there with you. We wish we could explain this to you better on an audio podcast, but this is the best we can do when it's only audio and it's recorded like this. But I hope that you receive some insight once you place your feng shui crystal ball or a quartz crystal in that area and really work with that reading and that area this month for the month of July. So thank you so much, Laura. And thank you all for listening to this episode of the Holistic Spaces podcast. You can tune in every Monday for a new podcast episode. And if you like our podcast, you can leave a review, you can subscribe, and you can also check out our certification that is available at mindfuldesignschool.com. We'll also have a book launch coming up soon. We'll announce it in the next episode, a virtual and in-person book launch and book signing. And we also have our book, Mindful Living, coming out. So we hope you will purchase it when it comes out. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.